This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
And that's how you brew it.
My king, this corn syrup was just delivered.
That's not ours. We don't brew Bud Light with corn syrup.
Miller Lite uses corn syrup.
Let us take it to them at once.
Oh, brewers of Miller Lite, we received your corn syrup by mistake.
That's not our corn syrup. We received our shipment this morning.
You're joking.
Try the Coors Light capsule. They also use corn syrup.
Ah. Oh, brewers of Coors Light, is this corn syrup yours?
Well, well, well. Looks like the corn syrup has come home to be brewed.
To be clear, we brew Coors Light with corn syrup.
Ah,
Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup.
No, 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 no. We're not talking about these big important things like Mueller's new report that came out or the admissions scandal. No, that's not important. What's the most important thing for Denise, Todd, and I to talk about today is very, very important, special America. It is the beer wars. We are talking about beer wars today. Guess what, everybody? Coors and Miller are suing Bud Light over
Coors
those
Light
commercials. Yeah. Okay, here's another one.
The Miller King. Fewer calories and half the carbs. There's only one light beer to grab. What are you holding? Miller Light. Hold true.
Yeah, yeah, we've got Miller. Ooh, this is going to be interesting. And we're going to, those of you who, again, there's some people that live under rocks, we're going to play the different, little spoofs that they're doing on each other now. But, Coors and Miller are serious about this, and they've sued, Bud Light, which would be Anheuser-Busch.
Yes.
Saying that they are basically not telling the truth in their ads.
What? Does that happen? Do people sometimes mislead in advert? I am shocked.
What?
I am beside myself
with
dismay.
Not mislead, maybe just tilt it one way or the other.
Look, I saw it on the internet. It has to be true.
Since lawyers will never tilt anything one way or the other.
As they say in Black's Law Dictionary, did they engage in conventional puffery?
Oh, that's law school days. I don't remember that. That was back in 1906.
Yeah, that was, you know, lawyers have a duty to be honest with each other and to be upfront and all of that, but the caveat is they can engage in what's known as conventional puffery, which is basically calling people's bluff during negotiations.
Well, my wife says I've got a lot of conventional puffery going on right now. I've gained some weight.
Yeah, you and me both.
I know. It's like the conventional puffery is more than just for my mouth.
I told my daughter I thought I lost 10 pounds. She goes, turn around. Found it.
Wait a minute.
It's right over there.
Now, wait. By the way, Fred says, this from a guy who just finished eating some Krispy Kreme donuts.
Hey, we're not giving Krispy Kreme any shout out.
Well, I'm just saying you were eating them, were you not?
Oh, well, no, look, I'm going to give Fred the entrapment defense because not only did we have Krispy Kreme donuts that were already here before he got there, but the, let's call this the messengers of cuteness that brought said donuts.
Oh, yeah.
The those whose voices can often be heard here on Radio Law
that
Talk.
Is on the donut.
That would be one of them. I mean, how can you turn that down when you've got the cutest little 5-year-old in the world going,
Grandpa,
would you like a donut?
No! Not a hot, piping, Krispy Kreme donut. No!
Yeah. Oh, you Temptress, you. Yes, I will have a donut.
Boys are weird.
Look at Denise. Denise, I wish I had a picture. She's got her hands folded, looking at us, smiling, and shaking her head.
When we said boys are weird, her head just went into overdrive.
Oh, yeah.
That was so funny.
I second that.
We had an email, I have to say, this week. We get a lot of emails, and we're thankful for all our wonderful
people that listen to email. And this is no, this is exactly, in fact, Denise emailed us all back and said, is this a spoof? The listener said,
I did. I honestly thought you guys were punking me.
I thought Denise prop somebody up to actually send that email. That's where my devious mind goes. What was it?
It was from a listener who just loves our show and said, well, how great the show was, and went on and on. And then toward the end said, but Denise is the best.
No, she said, Denise is always right.
Oh, there we go. Something like that. Yeah. That's true.
Wait.
That is on the door.
Yeah, it was from Sarah. I can't remember her last name, but we really do appreciate when you guys email us and give us suggestions. And we know that sometimes you don't want to call in. You would rather do it, through email. And we love reading your emails. So please keep it. We got a couple this week. We got more than
a couple that were positive. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, a couple will read on the air that have language that's appropriate. And by the way, info@radiolawtalk.com. info@radiolawtalk.com.
That's right.
Feel free.
Yes, and for the one person that clearly sent a picture to let me know that I was number one, the traditional way is to use the index finger.
They were trying to say that you were number one in the middle.
Yeah, that was probably it. Yes,
sure.
Yes,
We're gonna play case or no case today. When we get around to it, we're gonna talk about some important things. But before we do that, you have to remember to call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Again, if you want to call in and opine about case or no case, you can just leave a message and you can tell Cal, and you do not have to be on the air, or tweet it at Radio Law Talk. Remember, we are talking about general topics of law, not specifics. If you have a legal issue, please seek local counsel and consult with them. Do not, other than Christmas table and Thanksgiving table with the in-laws, say, according to Radio Law Talk, Your Honor, this is the way it is. We don't want you doing that. But again, at the dinner table, that's fair game. Because we have substituted in and now become the they say, or what's the other one?
I heard.
The infamous they. See, we give you a little bit more credibility than the folks that say they did a study, or I heard, or they. Now you can go ahead and put a reference to it.
Right.
As long as you're out of court. And it's, you know, when we
and
say,
as long as everybody's a little bit tipsy and drunk.
That, you know what? I have found that the more my dinner guests drink, the smarter I get.
That's right.
And so it also helps on dates. The more a date drinks.
Oh, you actually have dates?
The better looking I get if I were to date.
He's just speculating.
Yes. Conventional puffery. We're back to conventional puffery here.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk today about, I was actually on the radio. I think you guys know I was on a national program talking about the admissions scandal yesterday, and it hit. Now, we're going to talk about why Friday, this thing hits on Friday, but the Mueller report came out, and there's going to be no what, Denise? No prosecutions. There's
no indictment.
No further indictments.
No further indictments.
Yeah, there's already been many indictments.
And again, we'll talk about that. That's what he said, but then Adam Schiff from the Judiciary Committee?
Southern District? Oh, no.
But he's the head of the Judiciary Committee. He said, whoa, hold on a second here. We may want to call Mr. Mueller to come in and testify because maybe no indictments from Mr. Mueller, but the Congress can indict.
Can they indict?
Or refer for indictment.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what happens.
Well, I think what Mueller said specifically is that out of his
function,
he's not going to have any more indictments. There's going to be more indictments in New York, no doubt.
And he was pretty, you know, we'll talk about this, but he was pretty good throughout that if something was beyond the purview of his investigation, he referred it to another jurisdiction, and that's how, you know, Cohen, I believe, was not necessarily prosecuted by Mueller, but was prosecuted by the district there, and Mueller said, we'll give you the information, go ahead and do with it.
Right, there are state cases still pending, but again, it's all...
A lot of it is, again, this is not a political thing. A lot of it is, you didn't tell the truth, or you didn't properly file, but there's nothing on the Russia thing at this time. So does it exonerate Trump? It sounds like it, but we'll be back right after this, and we'll do case or no case.
We thank you for turning on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. The show will continue right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAssociates.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Our favorite time of the hour, which is case or no case. Roll it, Cal.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Well, now I'm going to take you to Texas.
Yeehaw!
That's right, friends. Those of you listening in Dallas on KBDT, thank you. Pick up your ears. A Texas appellate court rejected Michelin of North America's bid to escape a lawsuit involving a 2015 fatal car accident caused by a defect in one of its tires. Michelin says the tire involved in the case was a Uniroyal Tiger Paw Freedom, and it was sold used from a third party. Wholly unrelated to Michelin North America, and so, Your Honor, why should we have to pay? The lawsuit filed by a Texas resident, Brenda Isela Lopez de Santiago, states that while she was a passenger in a car, the right back tire blew, rolled over, problems occurred, including a fatality. Lopez says the car came with Uniroyal tires already installed, and they switched them over. You know, they got Tiger Paws, used Tiger Paws. Michelin says, we don't have to stand trial for a used tire that we didn't sell, and we're not going to. And so, I ask you, Mr. Kunin, I'll start with you today, then Fred will be second next hour, Denise the third. Is this a case, or is it no case?
I am going to say that this is a case. You know what this reminds me of? This argument reminds me a lot of the manufacturers of asbestos that got sued. And, you know, it was like we could never really tell which manufacturer was responsible for the asbestos that was in your particular building where you worked. But at the end of the day, it was sort of like, yeah, but you were all responsible because, you know, you were all making something that killed. So you share liability, even though they can't prove specific damages. Kind of reminded me of that from law school. And I got to be honest, I never really understood the rationale. I just knew they had to pay. So, you know, sort of follow the dollar signs. And I'm going to say this is a case. And
by the way, we have no outcome. I'm just asking if this is a one-point question today.
Okay.
So there's no resolution here. I'm asking you, should a company have get sued for a used tire that was not sold by them and put on somebody's car that failed? And you say yes.
I say yes, this is a case. And I can tell you, I think the rationale is, if I just go a little further, is, well, of all the people whose fault this might be, it is not the fault of the person who died. It's not the fault of the person who was driving and their tire blew out. And they're entitled to some sort of remedy because somebody did something, and it starts with the company. And maybe throughout the course of litigation, they're able to parse out what their liability is, something intervening. But I don't believe they're entitled to a, look, we didn't sell it, we're out. So I say yes, it's a case. And
Mr. Penny, yeah, this is right in your neighborhood.
Yeah, this isn't fair because I've actually dealt with these cases. And
a used tire on a used wheel installed by an unknown. I know this answer.
But the thing is, it's so intelligent and easy and answerable. It scares me that it's fake. The answer is this is a real situation. The answer is when you make a tire, what was happening is there's actual tire separation of the tread is what was happening.
That's the most common flaw.
Yes, but then this is a dueling analysis of experts is what happens, because if they buy it used, was it bald? I don't know how bald the tire was, and was that the reason why the tire, you know, blew and caused this accident? But the answer is, when you put something out onto the public for the public use, it doesn't matter who sold it, when they sold it, how they sold it. That thing is in public use on a vehicle. You're going to be liable. Not only that, you can be liable, but also the tire company that actually put the tire on, the one that repaired it, everyone down the chain in California, especially. Other states may differ a little bit, but generally everyone down the line is liable. From the manufacturer, or may be liable, let's go that way, from the manufacturer all the way down to the person that filled the air up.
So you buy a used Ford, somebody misrepairs it, something bad happens, and the Ford company is liable. Is that what you're suggesting?
The answer is
could be.
You said misrepair, so Ford would argue that was not our issue. It was the person who repaired it. So that's a different scenario than this one. I'm not saying that Michelin doesn't have some arguments, which they do, but this is a lawsuit. And to tell you the truth, I don't know who wins because it depends upon the facts and the situation about the tire. But it's just too, I almost think it's not, this specific one is not a case because it's just too intelligent, but I'm going with Todd.
Ms. Dirks, your thoughts?
We just had a case where the appellate court decided that there is a and I can't remember what it is. I can't remember what the facts were and who the defendant was. But they did hold them liable for things that a third party did. So I know the scenario could totally happen. The question is, could it happen in Texas? That's the question.
Good catch.
Yeah, and so I'm going to go out on a limb and say no case. Mm. I think that the facts could be a case, but I don't think that it could happen in Texas appellate court.
Again, our listener's correct. The most intelligent person here is probably Denise when she catches those little things.
Since she's in the lead, can you just have her go first every time so that we can decide whether or not we're going to, you know, it reminds me of those Perry Mason cases. At some point, didn't Mr. Berger, the prosecutor, just want to go, all right, Perry, can you just save us a bunch of money and tell us who really did?
Yeah, why don't you get the surprise person to jump up in the gallery and tell us what's going on?
I mean, golly.
Well, I mean, this isn't Hawaiian high school football where if you have a certain lead, you have to kick off
right.
every time. You know.
Well, I answered that way because I don't want Cal getting any points.
Well, all I got to say is...
So he stumps all of it.
Whatever it is, Cal, that was a very thought-out, intelligent case that you laid out for us to determine whether it's true or false and who's going to win. And I truly believe... we're going to lose, Todd, because it was just too normal. It was it was right down my alley. That's what scares me. Denise is so much smarter than us. She saw it.
Well, why don't you save that for the results?
Well, the results are going to be that you're going to get another point. And then guess what? You and I are going to have to go out and have another donut, okay, Todd?
Hey, okay, all right.
Why don't you guys out there, please, tweet us at Case or No Case, hashtag Case or No Case, or Radio Law Talk. I'm looking at our Twitter.
855 Law Radio.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic. com to schedule your appointment.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at...
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Many believe there's nothing in the world that can defeat the United States Air Force. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson, who was at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska Friday, says that includes Mother Nature.
STRATCOM was in the middle of an exercise as the waters rose. They didn't miss a beat. There was no mission that didn't keep going here at Offutt Air Force Base. And that says something about this base.
A third of the base was covered in floodwaters this past week during Nebraska's all-time worst disaster in the history of that state. Democrats in Congress are demanding to see the entire Mueller report now that it's been released to Attorney General William Barr. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons tells CNN.
I'm expecting this weekend, given the Attorney General's letter, that Congress will get notified of the principal conclusions of the report. And then I hope as soon as next week that we'll be seeing the vast majority of the report with only minor redactions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
All right, give Denise her points. Let's move on.
He's got a smirk on his face, so I'm out.
No, the thing that I thought was ironic about all of this was the email that we got that said Denise is always right. Because I think of the old joke where a woman says, you know, I knew I found Mr. Wright. I just didn't know his middle name would be always.
You know what? My husband has a T-shirt, and on the back it says, why do I need Google? My wife knows everything.
See? Perfect. It's perfect.
There we go.
And so the issue is, if a third party installs a used tire on a vehicle, and the tire goes kaboom, should the original manufacturer of the tire face a lawsuit as the primary person here, the deepest pocket, mm-hmm. I guess you
yes.
could say, in the great state of Texas? Should Michelin stand trial for a faulty used tire? That's really what it gets down to, right?
It does.
And
yes.
you don't know whether or not, you don't know the outcome yet.
We don't know the outcome of the case. The question was merely, should they have to stand trial? And by the way, they took this to the, by the way, Denise, sorry.
Denise, you overthought it. I'm glad you overthought something for once.
They took this to the county court level. So, you know, the Superior Court. Court says you're standing trial. They have now taken it to the Texas Court of Appeals, and after that, they will take it to the Texas Supreme Court because they honestly believe that they have no control over who repairs the tire, over the quality of the wheel on which a used tire is installed, over the quality of the installer.
Well, that's true, but my argument is...
And who determines the condition of the tire? Why is that Michelin's issue? For guys? Let's just say in California, they've got a law. You say in Texas, some guy goes, well, sure, I'll put that on. I don't have any money, but I need to get home. I just had a blowout. Can you put this, funky tire on there? Yeah, sure, I can put it on there. It's a Michelin. Next thing you know, a Michelin make. Next thing you know, Michelin's on the hook. So,
well, if it's a manufacturing defect, then I can see why it could be.
But if the tire's worn out and shouldn't have been put on in the first place.
Were those the facts of this?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Well, I think we should talk about blowout. I've had those when I was 2 or 3 years old, but I probably will later on in life, too. Blowout. Is that what you're talking about, Cal?
He's
not talking
thing,
about tires.
And I'm not going to go.
You're talking about tires.
You know. Okay, this is going to be a bit of a divergence. You know what that statement reminds me of?
Yes, anecdotal.
So the other day I saw this news story, and I think it happened. It was either a Lowe's or a Home Depot. The police were called. The police were called because of a bomb threat made by one of the patrons. And when the police showed up and eventually met with the person, they all kind of chuckled and said, okay, this was not a legitimate bomb threat. What happened was this guy went to use the restroom at the Home Depot. And when he went in, there were other folks in there, and he said, you guys better get out of here. I'm about to blow this place up.
Oh!
And it was in reference to the fact that he wasn't feeling too well, and he gave them all a heads up because it was going to smell really bad. Well, somebody didn't understand the reference, left the bathrooms. Somebody just made a bomb threat inside the bathrooms. So the cops get called. This guy finally comes out, and he's buckling up. What?
Well, if you're going there, you'll see I was right.
You'll see. I was right.
I did a courtesy flush.
Yeah,
we went from case or no case to bomb threats, courtesy flushes, and blowouts.
You referenced blowouts.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case.
Yay, Cal. Thank you for bringing a very normal one to us. Yes.
Oh, don't worry. There's more ahead.
Join us hour two. We'll have case or no case number two. All right. We've got to talk about the admission scandal. Those of you out there who – there's some interesting takes that we're going to discuss as lawyers. Those of you who are like, oh, I don't want to hear about it again. Hear us out. There's some interesting things to discuss. I was lucky enough to be I've been on some shows to talk about this during the week. I get invited at times to be on USA Radio Network or on different talk shows to talk about the scandals. And I talked a shout out to Wayne Allen Root. He's a conservative talk show host. Please, those of you out there who have talk shows that have a liberal talk show, I know there's more conservative type talk shows. Invite me on, and, I just say it like it is. In fact, it was great because I love Wayne because he has a very conservative, views, which are wonderful for him, but he allows me just to lay both sides out, and that's what I did. And shout out to Wayne Allen Root. That's his show is just booming. It has absolutely taken off, and he's based out of Las Vegas. So, but here's the discussion. The discussion is what happens to a kid who applies to, let's say, USC, has a 4.2 GPA, and also is what's called a president scholar, one of the top scholars, applies to Harvard or Yale or whatever, and he gets rejected. And then it's like, wow, why am I rejected when other kids are getting in by people paying money? Now, there's a couple of issues here we have to determine. There's two separate things you got to look at. First, there's the dead obvious, I said, on the show. What's the dead obvious? Okay, you're cheating on the ACT-SAT score. I mean, that's dead obvious. That's an issue. You're liable. You're at fault, right? That's a no-brainer. Right. That's what's interesting is they're having actual proctors go in for them and sit on the exam for these kids. It's not like, hey, psst, hey, put, this is the answer. They're literally sitting in on their behalf and making these tests. So I think if they hired me to do that, they'd probably get even a lower score. So it just depends who you hire, I guess, right? But anyway, they were getting good scores with that, right? Oh, yeah. I'll go on in and, let me take that test for you, gal.
Why did they send Todd in there? Well, they made it. They wanted to make it look real, so they got to have people balance out the bottom end of the curve.
Wait a minute! I paid $100,000 for get a lower score than my daughter would normally get. So that's the one issue. So here's the arguments. There's two separate lawsuits going. There's a federal lawsuit and there's a state lawsuit. The federal lawsuit is actually well laid out, intelligent, And the state lawsuit in San Francisco, I just want to say, this is my opinion, one of the worst laid out arguments I've ever seen in my life. I just, horrible, absolutely horrible. And so I'm not even going to get into it. Those of you who say, oh, there's a lawsuit in San Francisco that is laid out by a lady who's in Oakland about her child, who is, and she's an former Oakland teacher. It is amazing to read what this is about. And these are suing the individual parents. But it's clearly the individual's his office is like one of those sweet P04-13721910.
That's a prisoner number.
I don't know what it is.
when you say lawsuits, we're talking about in the federal and the state, we're talking about private lawsuits, not criminal prosecutions,
right,
at this point.
Yes, civil.
Okay.
One is in a federal court,
yeah,
and the other one is in a state court.
Yeah, let's not talk about the. We're going to talk about the criminal part in a minute.
Got it.
But let's talk about the civil. So their argument is as follows, and we're going to go into the Northern District of California, what their arguments are. And here's the main thing. The pros are, look, I had an opportunity to have a great education, a better university, that when I get out of that school, USC, Harvard, Yale, whatever, I'm not saying Harvard's part of this, but I believe Yale was one of them. But look, I was going to make a lot more money. That's one argument. The other issue is they got to show statistics of that. But also, they're saying at least the students who applied that did not get in should get what? Their money back. It's about
for the application.
Yeah, for the application.
Right.
And then there's the argument of those who were accepted. Those who were accepted argue, and then their argument in this civil complaint is it diminished their degree because the school now has a bad reputation and now their degree is worth less. They want their money back that they paid these schools. Some of these schools are $50,000, $60,000 a year. Or $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year just to go to the school. They want that money back because their degree is now tarnished. So that is the spin and the argument that these civil lawyers are making. Because at first I shook my head and said, how do you prove damages? How do you do that?
Right.
Well, now I see this is how they're proving it. Now the negative part of it. How do you overcome the fact that I would argue on the other side, wait a minute, you're telling me that only people that graduate from the Ivy League are successful? You know that's not true.
It's an odds thing.
Yeah.
Their odds of success are greater, I think a parent would argue.
Okay, but guess what? Under the laws of the different states, you have the burden of proof. You cannot have conjecture. You have to show proof. So that speculation is what they call it to me.
It would be, except for our Supreme Court. If you look at our U.S. Supreme Court, most of them are from Harvard and Yale. That's it. Two schools.
Yes, I'm out.
Yeah.
All I got to say is I feel much better about this because I thought the reason I wasn't getting into Stanford was because of my 2.5 GPA coming out of high school as a sophomore. But now I know it's because of fraud, not because of me. So at least I feel better about that. And don't forget, if the coach would have just put me in, I would have won the game. So there we go. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit more about this admission scandal. Then we're going to jump to a few other fun things.
We're glad you turned on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com, where you'll find all previous episodes, too.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Andy Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published the recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The three cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So back on the admission scandal, there's some interesting things that the parents are arguing. First of all, the one question that hasn't come out, are any of these children going to be prosecuted? So far, no. And so far, the universities are not being prosecuted by, and I'm talking about the criminal portion, because the universities are being sued in this lawsuit, claiming that Mr. Singer, who is the kingpin of this, and the employees of these universities conspired. Now, the university said, well, that's our employee. We didn't know that, but under most laws, the employer is going to be liable for what their employees are doing if it's during the time they're working there.
Yeah, within their scope.
Within their scope. Mm-hmm. And they're going to argue it's not within their scope to go out and cheat.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of arguments that the schools are going to get out. But criminally, which we're going to get into in a minute with Todd, that's not happening. But some interesting things we've talked about is the following. First of all, what is wrong? Okay, you ready for this? What is wrong? Now, again, this is throwing off the ACT-SAT cheating scandal. That's clear. What is wrong with a family with a $100,000 endowment helping out raise funds for the, let's say, USC? They do an endowment for their family member to name the wing of, let's say, the arts center. What's wrong with their child getting an upper hand than those who haven't done that? What's wrong with that?
Well, okay. I
think it happens all the time, to be candid with you.
I think it does. I will say that just putting on my, if we're going to list out and brainstorm, okay, what's wrong with it? What could potentially be wrong with it? What could, and I'm not saying that, ultimately these arguments would win. But I think initially the first thing I would say that's wrong with it is you're always trying to teach kids that it's based upon what you do, the merit system you get in based upon the strength of your GPA and everything that goes. Well, if your dad or mom goes and donates $100 million to have the cancer research at the school named after them, and then a kid with a 2.4 GPA gets in because of that, well, now the playing field isn't necessarily level. You're creating a situation. You're creating a situation where an individual who would not otherwise qualify to get into the school is now getting in on the basis of the size of their parents' pocketbook.
Hey, guess what? Cal, I know Cal's going to point, but I want to make a point on that first.
Sure.
Very important. Maybe that argument is valid on a public university, mm-hmm. but a private university, that should not be valid. Because it's private, and if they want to accept funds for an endowment and allow other people to come in, it's a private university. Why can't they do that?
I would say based upon that, then the person that has to deal, or the entity that has to deal with the fallout, and this is where you just let the market take it, you let the market for education correct itself. And so if the school allows this, and from their perspective, the PR, the bad PR of letting someone get in because their father was rich, if they think that's not going to hurt them very much in the long run, then go ahead and do it.
I have a very simple observation here. It's either a merit system or it's not. And if it's not, then private universities have a legal or at least a moral obligation to say, about 90% of our students get in on merit, but there is a 10% that get in because your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking.
The answer is it's not a merit system with private universities. Let me tell you why.
Yes, it is.
Ready for this?
Sure it is.
No, I'm going to disagree with you. Ready for this? Athletes get in
on their merit.
On their athletic ability,
right, but it's merit,
not
exactly.
On right. Their GPA, or they do, but it's lowered for them. And there's a number of things in universities, Cal, and all of you out there, that they lower the standard intentionally for an athlete or a disabled person or this person or a person that their parents have an endowment. They lower it.
Or their parents are alumni, too.
That's
right. I mean,
but
honestly, if your parent went to that school, you do have a little bit of a leg up.
People need to know that. That's all I'm saying.
Disclaimer.
Make it fair. If you can't make it all equitable and even, at least make it fair. Let people know what they're up against. That's only fair, I believe.
855 Law Radio, if you want to call in on this.
Sure.
So ultimately, I look at it this way. What is the school really offering? What does any institution really offer? What they're offering people is the ability to say and to get a leg up in the world after you graduate by saying, I went to X school, and it's prestigious, and so if you went to this school versus that school, you know, if you went to a USC versus graduating from, you know, Trump University that wasn't even a university, clearly the degree from USC is going to be worth a lot more in the long run.
Well, it was
in the short run, too.
The short run and the long run. But that is what the schools are offering, is the ability to say, I graduated from this school, this means something, and it helps me out going forward. It's great on the resume. It says something about you. Now, if they went hog wild, letting people get in just because of how rich their parents were and all of that, ultimately the reputation of the school and the value of that degree would be lower. Now, what do schools decide to focus and to become experts in? You got schools that are great in medicine. You've got schools that are great in accounting. You got schools that are, you know, film schools. And to Fred's point here about athletes, there is a push with schools to also be prominent on the sports level, the athletic.
That's where they get their money.
That's where they get their money.
Draws attention to them, publicity and money.
And because of that, if the school is looking at an athlete saying, this is going to help our focus to be become a national power in athletics and to generate income so that we can go ahead and bring in everybody else, then I don't have a problem with the school saying, for the athlete that comes in that is focused on sports, we're going to lower the academic requirement because they can do things athletically that the computer scientist can't.
And stop right there. Therefore, we're also going to do the same thing for the endowment parents are bringing in money to build things up, to build a new science center or whatever, we're going to lower it. That's the same argument, right?
It is. I agree.
I agree 100% because, you know, look, that $100 million endowment, look at the number of opportunities and scholarships and research center and prestige to the school that provided. I don't have any problem throwing a bone to them in addition to all of that by saying, yeah, your kid can go here. But that is so different than what we saw in the admissions scandal.
True.
Because the money being paid wasn't necessarily going to the school. It was enriching an individual.
No, it was not. It was going to a charity, and that individual created a charity. So they were ripping off of the U.S. taxpayers as well, because they were putting money into the charity and getting a deduction
right.
on their taxes. So this is a huge scandal. It's not just cheating.
Let's not forget the soccer coach and guys who were individually
yep.
enriched.
That's true. That's true. But the vast majority of the money, the big bucks, the millions...
charity.
Went to a fake charity,
and
they wrote it off on their taxes. And I personally get really ticked off about that one.
And so what I say is, if the money is going to a fake charity, when the money is donated, this goes back to it's enriching an individual. Because if the money is going to a fake charity, it's not like the money disappeared into the ether. At some point in time, somebody had that money in their wallet. And my point is, it didn't go to the school for the enhancement of a program, an endowment to the school. It went ultimately to line somebody's individual pocket.
That's true, because I'm sure that the charity was paying the proctors and the charity was doing these different things. And
yes.
the proctors were not just taking the tests. The proctors were helping the students get disabilities, and so they could take the test over several days, and they were sitting next to them, and they were giving them answers, and then they were correcting them afterwards.
And
we're talking like this is a huge
and committing
huge
identity
plot.
Fraud too by pretending to be
exactly.
people they were not.
That's and, all right.
And because all of this is fraud, and because the communication for all of this involved the U.S. mail, email, all of that. It becomes a criminal process for mail fraud, wire fraud, racketeering, and that's how they can be prosecuted criminally as well as civilly for that.
But they have a defense, perhaps, entrapment, and we're going to have to get into that, right?
Yeah, our hour is already up. We're going to continue and talk about the criminal portion of this. We're going to do a case or no case next hour. We're having a lot of fun here, and then we're going to talk about the beer wars. And I'm telling you, that is going to be the funnest time. That is third hour, so you got to go through another hour with us. Third hour, we're going to talk about the beer lawsuits. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.